This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live right here, Tomorrow's News Tonight, from Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite streaming live online. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers out there keeping America rolling along, a big thank you to the Roughnecks working on the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Thanks very much for the great job you're doing keeping the oil flowing. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Also follow us on Facebook, the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those last couple of words in there, those words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the money apparently is halfway home. The Senate passed it 96-0. I heard McConnell say, we passed it 100-0. Well, he was thinking all the senators were there. I would suppose the other four senators that weren't there because of whatever reason, some of them were quarantining because of the coronavirus. The other ones were, I don't know, who knows what they were doing. But anyway, four of them were not there, but 96-0, that's not a bad vote.
No, it's not a bad vote, Captain, and especially when, you know, Bernie Sanders himself was threatening to hold it up as an individual senator could, during the negotiations. But, this has now passed the Senate. It needs to, pass the House. One would think and hope that it would pass, without any major revisions. But up to this point, Captain, we wouldn't be surprised if there was another hang up. However, for the sake of the American people who need this help, I sure hope that there's not.
Yeah, that's very true. And, the thing of it is, Bernie Sanders may be dumb, but he's not stupid. And, had he done anything to throw another monkey wrench into the works here, I mean, he would have been lucky to have run for dog catcher ever again.
It's exactly right. I think he realized maybe he was pushing it too far. And that goes maybe for some of the other Democrats, and especially Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer.
Well, don't talk about Nancy, because now it's gone to the House and we have no idea what they're going to do.
Well, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Because this whole thing got held up primarily because when Nancy Pelosi came back to Washington, and then that's when we saw a lot of these monkey wrenches being thrown into the stimulus bill, which really, you know, it's being called a stimulus bill, and I understand why, but it really is an emergency relief package, basically. But it wasn't until Nancy Pelosi came back from California that a lot of this pork was starting to be inserted into the Senate bill, perhaps at her behest or talking with with Chucky Schumer. But Americans are one step closer, you're right, Captain, to getting these checks and or direct deposits into their bank accounts. Steve Mnuchin says that he would hope that it would be available within about 3 weeks of total passage. You know,
good luck.
Good luck with that. But we understand that the IRS says that they are putting together a dedicated team with the priority of compiling this list. Unfortunately, it's not as simple as telling the or hitting a button on the computer and have it spit out the list. They have to put it together from disparate sources, so it could take some time.
No, and the ones that have filed tax returns, regardless of their situation, the ones that have filed tax returns are the ones that are going to get it first. The ones that didn't, it's going to take a little work.
Exactly right. So if you filed a 2019 tax return, or if you haven't filed yet,
or 2018.
That's right. It's because it's not due yet. So they will fall back on the 2018 tax returns,
right,
whatever your address was. And if you were set up to receive tax refunds, direct deposit, you're already in the system, and you shouldn't have to do anything in order to be able to receive this money from the government.
Now, New York City is the epicenter for everything that seems to be going on in the country right now. 30,000 reported cases, 300 deaths. That's about a 1% death rate.
Right, exactly right.
Matter of fact, it is a 1% death rate if you round all the numbers off.
That's right. Well, for example, New York has around 30,000 cases. California has around 2,700.
So we're panicking over this because of the fact that we've got how many people in the United States?
About 350 million.
And we have, I think we just went over 1,000 deaths.
That's right.
So that's even a lower amount of death rate.
Well, right. I mean, in terms of the national death rate, and one of the reasons for that, of course, well, the United States has an awful lot of people compared to some of the other countries.
And we just had some people die down here in Florida. One of them was 73 years old. Another was an 80-year-old woman.
Right.
You know, these are the people that are most susceptible. Now, in New York, because we're going to talk a lot about this on the other side of the break, because I see the breaks coming up. In New York, Governor Cuomo is making all kinds of excuses as to why they're having a problem. He says, we're 15 times worse than California because we openly welcome people. We are New York City, the heart of America. Well, they're not the heart of America, but, you know, they do welcome a lot of people. And here comes the break. So, hang on. And when we come back, folks, we're going to talk more about New York, because there's a lot of stuff going on there, including the cons may be conning the people of New York State with the New York State clean sanitizer that's being produced in the prisons. Wait till you hear that one. I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that guy that just said that's hanging on my telephone line. By the way, let me tell you about this segment sponsor here, Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on almost 4 years now, 3 years and 11 months, and I'm going to tell you that from my own personal experience, if you're struggling with nagging pain, whether it's arthritis or back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, maybe you've had a workout and you're aching from that and you don't know how to get rid of it, you've taken a leave, an ibuprofen, you still got it. This stuff here, which is all natural, Relief Factor, I guarantee you will work. Because I've given it to people as a sample where they said, oh, I've got a headache, or oh, my back hurts, or oh, my ankles hurt, or oh, my knees are hurting, or whatever. And I said, here, and I give them two or four packets, and I say, just go take this and let me know what happens. And they'll get back to me and say, you know something? It worked. Now, in some people, it will work that fast. In other people, you try the 3-week quick start, you take it the way it says right off the bat for the first week, three packets a day with four capsules in each packet. That's a total of 12 pills a day, all natural. It's vitamins, supplements, and whatnot in there to help you. Reduces the inflammation and the swelling. Matter of fact, I took one before I came on the show to keep the inflammation down on my left ankle and my left foot, which has been bothering me for the last, month or two. And it's working. It's working. Right now, I feel very comfortable. Got my foot up in the air, and it just quit hurting, period. It just stopped. I don't know what there is about it, but all I can tell you is it works. So, if you want to find out more, go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start. There's a little video there for that. Order it, and see what happens. I mean, all you got to lose is 20 bucks if it doesn't work for you. But I will tell you that 80% of the people that order that from this show stay on it. So there's something to it. And I'm not jibing you here. I take it. It works for me. It'll work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The great thing about New York City is so many people go through there. You know, if you can't make it there, you can't make it anywhere. Remember the song, Frank Sinatra?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
New York, New York. But anyway, Cuomo yesterday came out, not de Blasio. De Blasio would never say this. And he said the reason that things are worse in New York City is because, 15 times worse is the way he put it, than California, is because we welcome people from all around the world. We are the hub of America. Well, I don't know if they're the hub of America, but we'll go with that just because he said it.
Well, sure. Yeah, he said they have people from all across the globe, people coming from China, came from Italy, came from all over the world, of course. But it's interesting, Captain, you know, he has another quote that he said that he thought that the virus, you know, given, I expect given the circumstances now, says he has no doubt that the virus was here, meaning New York City,
much
earlier than we know.
Sure. Last year, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. And he says, and I have no doubt that the virus was here much earlier than it was in any other state because those people come here first, meaning New York City, or New York State, basically. And so that seems to give credence to some of the different reports that we've gotten that people were sick in this manner, in a very similar manner at least, well before we ever knew that there was a problem in Wuhan, China. And, but yeah, that's right. And New York City is taking the brunt of this now, but the mitigation factors are what the, is what's so important. You've got people that are staying home. I know there are a lot of people who aren't doing that in New York City, and the governor mentioned that as well. And I know the mayor is very upset about that as well. But the mitigation factors are there, and that's what's going to help, you know, have it not be really as bad as it really could be. It could be a lot worse there, and that's saying a lot.
Absolutely. And the other thing is the mayor in New York yesterday, New York City, de Blasio, threatened to shut down the playgrounds. No more basketball because of the social distancing.
Well, right. Well, this is not something that's only unique to New York City now. I know the mayor of Chicago is threatening to close down the waterfront, this kind of thing, and because they have people out there congregating, you know, like they're just like a normal Saturday afternoon kind of a gathering. And they're also telling the police that people will get one warning to either go back home or disperse, and then they get a ticket. And then after that, it could be worse than that. But even given the idea that many police departments and sheriff's departments don't want to incarcerate anybody at this point because of the coronavirus, it really does beg the question how all this is going to get enforced. But it shows that the civic leaders are getting very serious. And even here in California, Governor Newsom has already essentially created what he calls a soft closing of state parks where you can't really go to a state park and hang out.
Now, how is your supply of hand sanitizer out there in California?
Well, if it's on the shelf, you can get some of it. But, you know, pardon me, otherwise you got to wait like everybody else, I suppose.
In New York State, there is a claim being made, and it's apparently an anonymous claim, but the New York inmates are rebottling hand sanitizer, not manufacturing it. Cuomo, of course, Governor Cuomo said, well, we are manufacturing the New York State clean hand sanitizer. We have our prisoners involved in it and this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking to myself, I said, well, somehow or another, alcohol has got to be in the base. They're not going to put alcohol in the prisons. My God, those guys would be drinking that stuff.
That really does beg that question. I'm sure a lot of folks would try to do their job and this kind of thing, but you're right. As a matter of course, that would seem to be something that you wouldn't want to release into the general population at the prison.
Well, what we're hearing right now is that they are apparently cutting down these hand sanitizer. They're transferring it into bottles and then cutting down on the mixture that's in there and taking one bottle and making it into two, which obviously is a very profitable venture. But that's apparently what they're doing. So folks of New York State are being conned by the cons.
Well, and this is a life and, exactly, but it's a life and death sort of a thing. It gives you a real false sense of security. So if I were the governor, I would be putting quality control into that and having people check it, because the lawsuits that would come out of that saying I used hand sanitizer and I got coronavirus or this kind of thing would just be unbelievable.
I wipe my hands and I still got sick.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But definitely have to do something.
All right, let's listen to Joe Biden, because Joe Biden, the king of the gaffe machine, was at it again here. But listen to what was going on here, because a reporter embarrassed him live and in living color with a fact check during his live stream that he was on.
Have you been tested for the coronavirus?
No, I have not been tested for the coronavirus. I've had, thank God, no symptoms that I'm aware of. Doesn't mean that that can't happen.
Up for the next round of primaries, including...
I've not talked to any individual. Excuse me.
You know, you're supposed to cough into your elbow. I don't know, sir. I learned that actually covering the White House.
That, love it.
Actually, that's true, but fortunately I'm alone in my home, but that's okay.
Vice President Biden, thank you so much for your time. Please stay healthy.
For keeping businesses shut.
We have to take care of the cure. That will make the problem worse no matter what.
And what is it like to be a candidate in the time of social distancing?
Well, I'm doing fine, thank you. And I think we've been
public, but first I'm in this crisis.
I'd like to.
Wait a minute. Are you picking up on something here?
Yeah. Well, number one, he's doing more of these Joe Biden gaffe things, but he's also coughing real bad.
He's been coughing, and right there in front of Chris Cuomo, he went. Mr. President, you're supposed to cough in your elbow, not in your hands.
Right. Well. It's in one way, you know, if it was Saturday Night Live, it would be kind of goofy. But this is getting kind of sad too. The poor Joe Biden, he's having a real hard time, you know, putting the sentences together the way he wants them.
But did you hear him say that the solution was going to make it worse?
Yes. Yeah. If we get the cure, is going to make it worse.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. What's this guy? Well, I don't know. All I can say is dementia.
Yeah, there's something going on with Joe Biden that has gotten a lot worse, and these interviews just really show where he also kind of just sort of, you know, especially when he talked about, well, that was a stupid way to say that, he said about Trump, and almost like he's just sort of searching around for things, and he's not really fully engaged. And strong. So is that because he's falling ill? Not with coronavirus per se, but because maybe he's just, you know, gotten sick, you know, like we all do from time to time. But it is something that this is going to play in, Captain. There's something going on with Joe Biden, and the Democrat elite and those at the convention are going to say to themselves, what do we do next? Maybe we draft somebody. You know, that kind of thing.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Ward, a professor of politics, and we're coming back. By the way, out there in California, they're telling the businesses that if they don't close up shop, they're going to cut off the water, they're going to cut off the power, and that's going to be it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a White House press briefing, President Trump had a message of encouragement for those hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic.
As we fight to protect American lives, we're also protecting American livelihoods. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate are very close to passing an emergency relief bill for American workers, families, and businesses. This legislation, in addition to the two bills I signed this month, it includes, sick leave, and we have all sorts of things in for the workers, for families, but we have a tremendous paid sick leave provision for workers at no cost at all to the employers.
And we now have word that the Senate did pass the unparalleled $2.2 trillion economic rescue package. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, you are. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, I have my car insurance, and I have my homeowner's insurance through Geico, and as a result, I get what's called a package, a bundle rate, and I save money. Plus, I also have the safe driver discount every year, and knock on wood. There it is. The best that I do every year is I wind up the when people get, well, it's going up this percent, going up that percent. Well, mine doesn't. Mine either stays the same or goes up very little. So the one thing I can tell you is that if you want to save money on your insurance and find out if you can save money, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and type in your zip code, and you'll get a person that'll come online and say, would you like to chat, and what would you like, and get a quote. Get a quote online. You don't never have to see an agent if you don't want to, but they'll also tell you who your local agent is, where you can go, they can set up an appointment, the whole nine yards, because not only will they give you your car insurance rate, your truck insurance, whatever it is you're driving, which includes your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo, but your homeowners and renters insurance, too. And they've saved a lot of people a lot of money over the years, so you could be one of them, too. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What is going on in Los Angeles with the mayor telling businesses that they better close their doors, non-essential businesses, whatever they're calling that, you better close your doors or we're going to shut off your water and shut off your power?
That's right. He says he considers that behavior, if businesses stay open that are not what they're designating as essential businesses, as what he calls irresponsible and selfish. And that's right. They will cut off their water and they will cut off their power. It would start out with verbal warnings, and if that doesn't go through, then they're going to take those more drastic measures. And I think in some cases, in some parts of the country, they've also talked about, you know, taking away a business license.
Yeah, their occupational license.
That's
now,
right.
Now, what is a barbershop and a beauty salon? You know, the women can't do without their hair salons and nail salons, right?
Right, right.
Are they essential?
Well, that's a good question.
I'll bet they're not.
I don't think that they're considered essential.
I bet a barbershop isn't either.
Well, that's right. That's right. And so, unfortunately, you have a lot of these places that are shut down, especially here in Orange County. They're shut down waiting, you know, for the lifting of those kinds of restrictions. And part of it, too, Captain, is that a lot of the customers have simply stayed away because of the close contact that you have inherent in having a salon or a barbershop or a nail salon. And so even before these big stay-at-home orders came out, I was seeing news reports locally of places that were simply shutting their doors temporarily because there wasn't any business.
I'm not going to mention who it was, but we ordered a pizza yesterday and had it delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And the delivery guy brought it and set it on a little stand 6 feet away. He walked out of his car, and we were standing there waiting for him to do his thing. And he set it on a little, like a little cart, and everything was all paid for by credit card ahead of time, his tip and the whole nine yards. And then he backed off, and he said, okay, you can come get your pizza now. And we walked over and got the pizza, and we never got anywhere near him.
Oh, wow. Well,
I mean, this is what's going on now with those folks.
Well, exactly. And if you've noticed, some of the stores that are still open will say, we will bring out your purchases to the curb. I mean, you can shop online, and we'll just bring it out to your car kind of thing, what they call a contactless, you know, service, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've already seen some of these major retailers already have retooled their TV commercials in all of this, but so many of the businesses, at least here in Orange County and South California, are already closed.
They need to sun sanitize, just like we're doing down here. We got lots of sun. The weather's going to be good. It's going to be 90. I don't know if it's today or tomorrow, but we're going to have 3 or 4 days in a row, 90 to 92 degree temperatures. And you know what that means?
It means the virus can't survive.
Bye-bye, virus.
Well, yeah, hopefully so, because at least it would bring the transmission rates, one would think, given what we know about other viruses and so forth, it would hopefully really reduce that transmission rate. And one of the good things, though, that we understand, Captain, just briefly, is that this virus seems to not have too many mutations. So when they actually do come up with a vaccine, it would work over a larger group of people for a longer period of time.
We can only hope.
We can only hope. And so that's one of the things. And as they try to get this vaccine ready to go, or research it and then get it ready to go, we could be a year out from that. But
yep.
I'm hoping they really can shorten that.
Okay. Well, Nevada, and of course we've got two affiliates in Nevada. Hello, Las Vegas. Hello, Reno. Nevada's Democratic governor has outlawed the anti-malarial drugs that have been used with success in coronavirus patients. Now, they've only been used in certain areas, but they haven't, and people, we're not telling anybody to tell you, doctor, oh, I got to have the anti-malarial drug to get better, I got beat up, whatever. No, that's not what it is. It's a drug of last resort they're using.
Well, right, yeah, and they're talking about the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
Now, President Trump talked about this, that there was some promise. There is anecdotal evidence. I know that there was an actor, I think his name is Daniel Day Kim. He said he got sort of that cocktail of that drug.
Yep.
And he felt better. He says, I'm here to tell you that this is, you know, worked for me, basically. But the governor, Steve Sisolak, Democrat governor in Nevada, has banned the use of this medication after President Trump talked about it, saying that essentially the president, gave a false hope about this, calling it a game changer. But here's the thing, Captain, you know, the president, I mean, if the president said this, it actually should give rise to more testing of this. But suddenly, if it becomes a political problem, well, the president said this, I'm going to ban the use of this, that seems to me to be anti-science, if you ask me.
Right. Now, you're going to stick around a little bit longer, so I'll just let everybody know that. But again, repeating what some people that may have joined us late haven't heard, or maybe you have heard it, but you don't quite understand it. The Senate unanimously passed the $2.2 trillion stimulus bill by 96 to nothing. It was unanimous. And the 11th hour snags that were in there, the wording that was in there, were actually some people were going to wind up making more money getting not only their salary but also unemployment insurance. They were going to make more money being unemployed than they were working. They got that all corrected around, so that's not going to happen. But basically, as far as what's in the bill, it's everything that we know about right now.
Well, that's right, and that was a pretty big snag, the idea that, because the whole point of this bill, Captain, is to keep the companies solvent, keep the people being able to pay their bills,
right,
so that when the dust settles on this, and it will settle, that people can go back and work where they were working before and not be on the government dole and then at the mercy of people like Bernie Sanders. I mean, this is exactly the kind of world he's trying to create. And what we're trying to preserve is the world where people have a real job and they do real work and they're really successful in an organic way and not on the government dole.
Right. And, of course, this is very important because you know, the people that are going to get this, if you filed an income tax return and you're below $75,000, even the people on Social Security, if you file an income tax return and you've got an income to show of $2,500 or more going back to 2018, then you don't need to do anything. But some people are going to fall through the cracks. They're going to have to physically apply for this because they're not in the system. Because I've had people go, well, I don't have to pay Social Security, so I don't file no tax return. Well, shame on you, because guess what? Guess what? They're the ones that are going to fall through the cracks.
Well, exactly. And they'll be able to file forms SSA 1099, Social Security Benefit Statement, and a Social Security equivalent benefit statement, and among other forms. But it could take a lot longer, and it would be some red tape, unfortunately. But if you're in the system and you filed a tax return in 2018, they will use that information plus any bank account information you may have for tax refunds, and that would simply appear in your bank account.
And I have a tough time believing that in 3 weeks' time, which is what they're saying, everybody's going to have a check. So that's like the middle of April.
Right. Well, that's what Mnuchin was that's the target. Now, whether or not that's really realistic, we'll find out. But obviously it's going to be a work and overtime kind of a thing, because this is the money that's going to help people to live, you know, and pay their bills.
If they do it on April the 15th, it could coordinate with our National Picnic Day, our National Day of Picnicking around the country, because we'll all be free at last.
Well, right, exactly. But that money is, let's say if it showed up on April 15th, that would give people a lot of hope, because that's what people are looking for in all this. They're looking for those glimmers of hope to say that this problem is going to get solved.
Alrighty.
It's going to get solved soon.
You hold on, folks. I'll be right back more with Kyle Warren. We're going to come back and do the Truckers Highway Byron Report. Yeah, there's some weather up there tonight we've got to tell you about. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. And hello to Eric. He shut it down in Indiana tonight. He's at Gas City in Indiana, and that's probably got a great discount rate on diesel there, I'm guessing. And Catwoman and Road Dog are at home, but I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
righty, a little Aerosmith bringing it in here. Let's see if that keeps the wheels turning tonight. Walk This Way, Aerosmith. Yeah, buddy. I'll tell you what, that's Aerosmith in concert, too, by the way. And brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Never mind that Gas City stuff. Pull into the Pilot and Flying J next time there, Eric. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, the Truckers Highway Bible Report brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J. Now, we'll start out here. There's a critical fire weather threat right now for about one-third of Colorado tonight, the south and eastern part of Colorado. Very, very, very dry conditions. Please be careful there. And there's a severe thunderstorm threat tonight emerging over the plains. Now, it looks like as if we could have ourselves some... Well, I don't like to use the word, but severe thunderstorms capable of producing damaging winds, large hail, heavy rainfall, and possibly a tornado or two over the Central Plains Thursday and Friday. Now, I will tell you that there's still snow in the midst, because I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here. Kyle, how far are you from the San Bernardino Mountains?
Not real far, probably just about an hour's drive or so.
Snowing in the mountains tonight, right now.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. We had some rainstorms, but not here in Orange County any longer, but up in the mountains, that's right. And we can see the snow as well.
And it is raining north of you. Let's see, San Francisco north up towards the Napa Valley and up towards Redding. However, in the higher elevations, they're getting some snow there as well tonight. And a little bit of snow up in Oregon on the mountaintops there. A little dusting tonight, 1 to 3 inches they're talking about. Nevada, 1 to 3, maybe 3 to 5 in some of the areas there, the higher elevations, central Nevada. The problem right now, the only problem when it comes to some weather and it comes to wintry weather, is Salt Lake City north on I-15, Salt Lake City east on I-80. You've got a winter storm warning, 1 to 3 inches on the floor, the valley floor, they're calling it, and 5 to 10 inches tonight and through tomorrow upstairs in the mountains on the way to not only Wyoming, but also on the way to Idaho. Now, that's going to make life interesting up there for the guys and gals that said, hey, wait a minute, I thought it was over.
Right, exactly right. And but, of course, out there on the highways, we know those truckers are going through this stuff many times because they're hauling stuff that people need to put on their tables. Absolutely.
People don't understand how far away some of this stuff comes to get to the grocery stores. We're talking about stuff comes from California to come to Florida. Stuff comes from Florida to go to Washington State, et cetera, and on it goes. By the way, on I-80 from Elk Mountain east over to Laramie, you have got snow intermittent, snow going over the top of the rock there between Laramie and Cheyenne for sure. And it looks like there's some general flurries in the air right now that just popped up there in Cheyenne. Looking at some further weather, you've got some windy conditions down in New Mexico, windy conditions in the eastern part of Arizona tonight. You've got some unsettled weather conditions in the panhandle of Oklahoma and Texas, Lubbock, north. That's where the unsettled weather is. It could be coming across the plains. You've got a system that's set up that looks like as if the real hot temperatures versus some of the cooler temperatures, and you know what happens there, right?
What's that? Yeah.
As severe storms.
Severe storms, exactly.
Yeah. And down on I-10, we've got some fog tonight from Pensacola west over to the Mississippi line, some scattered fog in Mississippi, scattered fog around New Orleans right now. So you folks listen to us there in New Orleans. We want you to know that if depending on where you're going, you could be out in some fog there tonight. And up the East Coast, the storm that was up there has pretty much started to move away right now. So the weather that was up there that was creating a problem is pretty much over and done with, except for some gusty winds along the coastline of Long Island and Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. But that's about it. And remember, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Well, back to Kyle Warren. I'm getting a lot of people confused about this money situation.
Okay.
And they don't understand why, if they're on the low end of the spectrum, why they aren't automatically getting money. Well, part of it is if you didn't file a tax return or you've been absent of the tax system for a number of years, just like it was when George W. Bush put his money out there. You remember the people that weren't in the tax system didn't automatically just get this money sent to them?
That's right. That's
they
right.
had to do whatever they had to do. It's the same thing all over again.
Well, that's right. And typically, for those who are not required to file a 2018 or 2019 tax return because of Social Security benefits, they can file these other forms, Social Security Benefit Statement, Form SSA-1099, Form RRB-1099, or the Social Security Equivalent Benefit Statement. So they may have to maybe make a phone call about how to get those forms or go online to the IRS. And, of course, once this bill is passed and signed, one would think that there's going to be some more specific direction from the IRS about this.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Just because you're not required to file because you don't have to pay tax, I shouldn't say required to file, I used the wrong word. Just because you don't have to pay tax doesn't mean you don't have to file. You should file anyway, even if you don't have to pay the tax, so that every year they know you're around. When something like this pops up, you don't have to go jump through hoops to try to go get what's rightfully going to be something that you're entitled to get because of you qualify for it, number one, and you're not going to have to jump through hoops to have to go try to get it.
That's exactly right. But those who are in the system, they're the ones that are going to be eligible. We understand people who are filing individually up to $75,000, they get about $1,200.
Wait. The people on the lower end of the spectrum are not going to get $1,200. They're going to get $600.
That's right. So it's going to be up to $1,200.
Yeah.
And then after $75,000, there's a scale that brings that down all the way up to $99,000. But if you're filing jointly, I think it starts at it's under $150,000. You'll get up to $2,400, and then over $150,000, it starts sliding down from there as well. But then there are also going to be the child credits. We understand it looks like that's going to be $500 per child. So again, people are going to get some varying amounts. And the amounts are going to be the same, I believe, wherever you live in the country. And I think Steve Mnuchin addressed this earlier yesterday, Captain, when he said the president wanted to get money to everybody as quickly as possible. And so that's why someone who lives in one part of the country will still get X amount, and the other person will get the same X amount in many cases. And, of course, it may go further or shorter depending on what part of the country you live in, the cost of living.
Yeah, now you're sticking around after the hour before because we got a lot more stuff to talk about that's coming up here. News has been brewing around as we've been talking. But you folks up there in Wisconsin listening to me right now, Wisconsin is poised to become the 16th state to call for a convention of states to rein in the federal government. They're having a convention of states convention, if you will. The COS resolution, AGR 77, passed the General Assembly by a vote of 60-38. Now the Senate passed its version in a committee vote of 3-2. It goes for a full vote in the Senate. Once that happens, boom, they got number 16 in the bag.
That's right. And so we haven't seen a real constitutional convention in quite some time, obviously.
But we could,
and a lot can happen either way at one of those things, and so it could be a mixed bag.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, got a lot more stuff to talk about. When we come back, how do you like this one? Have you ever heard of a treasury rate below zero? You're about to. Don't go anywhere. Be right back. Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, coming right around the corner.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.